Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota's monthly job growth remained flat in January, and the state's unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 percentage point to 4.4%, while the national rate ticked down 0.1 percentage point to 4.3%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verlich.
On the positive side, if you look over the year, Minnesota job growth rate still outpaced the national average. So our rate of growth was a positive 0.4%, with the Minnesota private sector also positive 0.4% over the year. For comparison, at the national level, the total number of jobs was down 0.2%, and the private sector specifically was down 0.1%.
Over the year, Minnesota gained 13,147 payroll jobs. The private sector gained 10,060 jobs. This Maundy Thursday, faith leaders will gather outside the Bishop Henry Whipple Federal Building for a public prayer service, highlighting the rights and human dignity of individuals detained inside. Following the service, the faith leaders will enter the federal building to provide pastoral care to those being held by ICE. The gathering follows a recent federal court ruling that requires the federal government to allow faith leaders access to detainees at the Whipple Federal Building for pastoral care. State lawmakers are still on break. They won't pick up the session until Tuesday. DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says with all the tension and frustration building at the Capitol, the timing for the break is good.
It has felt like this has been a more angry period of time for us, and I can understand why, because people have been through a lot. And I think we've experienced a lot of loss and grief and trauma together. But we don't talk about that very much. We talk about bills and legislation.
The legislative session ends May 18th, meaning lawmakers will have just under 6 weeks to finish their work for the session. The Minnesota Music Hall of Fame in New Ulm opens today for the season. Officials are expecting Prince fans from around the world to come to Minnesota in commemoration of 10 years. Prince died on April 21st, 2016 at Paisley Park in Chanhassen at age 57. The museum has Prince memorabilia and artifacts, including a Purple Rain motorcycle. It's open Thursday through Saturday until October 31st. Rick and Tracy Clark of New London recently brought home more than a door from Fort Bragg. They carried back a memorial to their son, Army Specialist Ryan Clark, who was killed in action in Afghanistan on October 4th, 2010. Tracy says when their son's unit returned home, a large decal was put on the back of the door in honor of their son and Specialist Ronnie Polaris, who was killed in action on October 23rd, 2010. She says long-term plans for the memorial door are up in the air.
For right now, I think we're just going to make a display casing around it somehow, and then put it at the historical center in New London here for right now until we can kind of decide where we're going to permanently put it, or I'm not sure.
Last year, the Minnesota legislature honored Clark by naming a portion of Highway 23 near New London after him. Xcel Energy customers will see some relief on their energy bills. The utility says it's issuing more than $130 million in refunds thanks to federal tax credits generated at its nuclear power plants in Monticello and Prairie Island. This is MNN.